wonderful. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
You know the devil is a liar?
Yes.
Because the devil thought this morning that by making sure the technical stuff is not working, that we will not praise God. We have stood and we have praised God.
Yes.
The devil is a liar.
Yes.
Whether we have or we don't have, we praise God.
Yes.
Whether we are sick or whether we are ill, we praise God.
Yes.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We thank the Lord this morning for this opportunity to come in here that God changes lives. The testimonies you've just heard just there, the Lord has changed some people's lives. And also, that was just enough to hear Annette reminding us that only Jesus satisfies lives. Only Jesus. Not the things we have, not the things we want, not the things we go through. Only Jesus satisfies lives. And it's worth reminding ourselves this morning for the freedom we have been given today to come in the presence of a living God. He's not dead, because if he was, we would not be satisfied in this place. We'll be wasting our time. I keep saying, you know, if really I didn't believe that Christ is risen, that Christ is real, I'd rather stay at home. Because every time that I come and I don't believe, I am losing so many hours. We come and we spend maybe 2 or 3 hours, you know, on a Sunday and during the week on different activities. That could be invested in other areas. But because I believe that he's alive and he's the God of life, it gives me a reason to want even more of him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is good, and the devil is a liar. So this morning, again, I was asked throughout the week to send some details about, you know, what the talk will be. So you will not see that this morning, but you will hear it. But you will hear it. God is good. If you look into the book of Genesis with me, and we're looking at chapter 26. Now, I've been given 20 minutes, and I will be asking Jeff to just after 15 minutes to give me a wave, so I know exactly that I need to kind of wrap up a little bit. But before I go on, I would like to say thank you once again to Pastor Gordon for giving me the opportunity, really, to stand before you and share what God has given to me in my heart for you. So in the book of Genesis, we're looking at chapter 26, and it's verse 6. And this is what the Word of God says. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. That's it. It's one of the shortest verses you could hear and see and read in the Bible. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Now you might be asking yourself, what is he going to talk about in this short verse? Isaac stayed in Gerar. And I put it to you this morning that Isaac stayed in Gerar because he trusted God. Now, the context before we come to that particular verse is that the Bible recounts that there was a famine that went on, and because of that, Isaac decided to move to a different place. So he was having a conversation with God. And the conversation was that I need to leave the place I am right now to go to a different place. Now, the different place that he had in mind was Egypt. And we read that God said to him, stay in this place for a while. Don't go down to Egypt, but stay in Gerar. Now he did choose, thank you very much. I think I will just have a little bit of that. He decided that he initially wanted to go to Egypt. But in the middle of a conversation, God said to him, go and stay in Gerar for a while, because in Gerar, I will bless you. Hence my title, Stay Here, God Knows Best. Stay here, God knows best. Because what was happening is that we will be reading few verses whereby whenever a crisis such as a famine took place, everybody headed to Egypt. That's where they were all going. Can I put it to you this morning? Are you prepared for God to say, not this time? Not this time for you to go to Egypt. Not this time for you to go where you normally go. Not this time for you to do the things you normally do. That God will just change everything for you. Is it possible for God to say, I know that throughout the years you have done things the same way, you have gone the same place, but today is a different day, and I have a better outlook for you. I have decided that where you are, where I am sending you in this moment, I don't know what your Gerar is. I don't know, but you know. Could it just be that where you are is where you need to stay? Today. Could it just be? Could it just be? Be ready for God to guide your steps. Be ready for God to say, no, not this time. So the famine obviously took place, and he came in, and you will look at your life. You say, well, I'm, you know, there is a situation happening, and things are not working out, and normally this is how we would be doing. So if you come with me and read in the book, stay in the book of Genesis, and we're looking at Genesis chapter 12, verse 10. I'll read it to you very quickly. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. So there you see it. And Abraham was his father. So there was a famine, and he decided to go to Egypt. And we also looking at Genesis chapter 43, verse 1 to 2. Now the famine was still severe in the land. So when they had eaten all the grain they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, go back and buy us a little more food. And very quickly also in the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 13. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escaped to Egypt. And escaped to Egypt. So God is saying to Isaac, do not go to Egypt. Because in his mind, Egypt was the only solution available. In his mind, Egypt was the only place to go when you hit a crisis such as a famine. So he intended to do what all his ancestors had always done. He's decided, I will follow their footsteps. I will do what they normally do. But God says to him, I know you think like that, but not this time. And so the Bible tells us, after having listened to God, He was waiving the two options available to him. And I think we do as human beings, because the Bible says, you know, that God does not impose his will upon us. He gives us the freedom to decide whether to follow him or not to follow him. And in this instance, he said, well, Egypt, Gerar, Egypt, I am more familiar with Egypt because my ancestors have done that. Egypt because and because and because. And then he's saying, Gerar, an unfamiliar place. Gerar, a dangerous place, because as we read, if you have an opportunity to read later on, that he even was fearful for his life. Because of the company, his wife was so beautiful that he thought to himself that in going in that place, they may just as well take his life and let his wife live. So Gerar was not potentially a happy place. And where you are, probably in your personal life, in your personal circumstances, it may not be potentially a happy place. So you may want to maybe shift to a place that you're familiar with. To go to a place that perhaps you feel that there is more likely to be a solution for me. And yet God has got a different agenda for you. Are you ready to listen? Because God knows best. So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Isaac stayed in the will of God. Isaac decided to hear not his own voice, but the voice of God. So he stayed. I would like to encourage you this morning, where your Gerar is, perhaps, just perhaps, you may want to consider that the Lord is saying, stay. Stay in Gerar, because God promised that I will bless you in Gerar, in this place. Is God promising you today that where you are, he's able to bless you in your personal circumstances today, so that you don't go around and looking for a different solution? Because where you think it is unlikely for me to bless in this environment, God comes and he blesses you where you never thought you could be blessed. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And so the story goes on. And eventually he stayed, and he was made initially very welcome, because the king said to the people, make sure you don't touch Isaac, you don't touch his wife, you don't touch his people. So he started to be prospering. He started to be established. He started to be feeling at home in that place, albeit that God said to him, remember, you are only here for a while. It's a passing moment. You are here for a short period. You are not here to live forever. So your circumstances, they're not there forever. The things you're going through, it's a small journey. It's a small journey. But in the midst of it, I would like to encourage you to know that God is able to bless you even where you are today. Where you are today, he's able to bless you. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, and we're remaining at chapter 26. Chapter 26, and it says that from verse 12, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold, because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. When I read that, particularly recently, and this week, I thought to myself, there are times, you know, when God blesses you. And sometimes God blesses you. But sometimes God blesses you to such degree, he blesses you even more in the same sentence. Because it says that he was wealthy, he was rich, and then the following year, he was wealthy, and he became so rich that eventually, the very people that welcomed him started to be envious of him. Do you know that God can bless you to such a degree that some people around you, not everybody will like you? The talents that God has invested in you, in your ability to play music, in your ability to bring worship, not everybody will be happy about that. But it matters not, because the Lord has decided to bless you. And he has decided to bless you because you have decided to trust him. Isaac stayed in Gerar because he trusted that God can bless him where he was. And so the story goes, eventually, it is said that he was so blessed that his enemies, the people that welcomed him initially, they were not his enemies, they couldn't cope with him because he had so much. And they started to worry. And they said, "You have become too powerful for us. You better move on." Do you know that people, sometimes they can't cope with you because the presence of God in your life is such, they can't cope with that. So they want you away. But do not worry, because God is in a journey with you. It doesn't worry me what you say or what you don't say, because what God says about me is what matters most. I don't always get, good things said about me. But it comes in one ear, it goes the other. Sometimes I walk in the street and somebody says something, and you think, "I have even never met you." But it matters not, because what the Lord thinks about me is most important than what mankind says about me. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
God decided to bless Isaac because God is faithful. Isaac decided to stay in Gerar because God told him to stay. You know what God says to you. Stick with it. Don't quit. Don't quit. Not because that the things are not working around you. Don't quit. Because what we find is that as the journey goes on, he started to dig wells that his father had dug before. I'll be finishing in about 5 minutes. I just had a nod. And that's very difficult for me, I have to say. But God has a word for all of us. Even if we left this place with one word, it will be one word that will change our lives. Even if we left this place with just the worship ringing in our ears, God knows that's what we needed to hear today. If you left this place only remembering the story of the children, that's your portion from heaven. So God knows what he's doing. And so he went away, and he started digging wells that his father had dug before, which had been stopped up by the Philistines. And the Bible says that as he did so, they found water. You will find blessings. But in doing so, the people will not be happy, and they will claim it. Let it not worry you. He decided, that's fine. If you think it's yours, I'll move on, because I know what my God has for me. So he moved on, and he dug another well. And they disputed with him again. They want to take the thing that he had. They want to take your talents. They want to take your abilities. They think that they can take your blessings. So you live into it, you move on, because you know it's not about the well itself, it's about the source of the well. Are you hearing me? It's about the source of the well. And so he moved on, and eventually they dug another well. You need to dig your well where you are. Now, I put it to you that had it been that he decided to go and live in Egypt, he would not be able to dig a well. So he has to stay in Gerar in order to dig the well that his father had dug before, because his father didn't dig the wells in Egypt, but in Gerar. So you stay in Gerar. You stay in the will of God. You stay in the hope. You stay in the trusting, because that's where you will prosper in God. Are you hearing me? And the Bible says the third time, then he dug a well and they left him to it. They said, this is now yours. You see, people will come to a point when they will realize that what you have, they cannot take. The blessing you have in your life, it is something so unique from heaven, they cannot take it. And the Bible says, then Isaac called it Rehoboth, which means that now God has given us room to live and we will prosper in this land. There will come a point when, because you are on a journey, that all the things that you're going through will now cease. The difficulties will cease. The problems will cease. And then life will have a different turn for you. I'll be finishing in just 1 minute. Amen. God is so good. Isaac stayed in Gerar. It would not have been his first choice. No. In a strange land. You see, if I have a choice, some of the difficulties of life, I wouldn't choose to step in them. Are you hearing me? But God says, I'll be with you always. Always. And so when I hear that, just like Isaac, I will say, I will stay here because the Lord knows best. See, the Bible says he knows the end from the beginning. And therefore, he knows my journey even before I get to it. Amen. Very finally, I will just read one verse in 2 Corinthians, just to encourage us all. Amen. Amen. The word of God is so good. And the Lord will choose the children to say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what the word of God says, and we'll finish on this. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Now, did you hear that? That is our momentary. So the things we go through life, they are not eternal. They are here for a season, and then they leave us alone. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, that is Christ. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. God is good, and God knows what you need. And God knows what is important in your life. And God knows the talent he's invested in your life. So don't worry about the people around you. Don't worry about the circumstances you're going through, because as we have just read, they are momentary. The Lord has our journey already ahead because he knows everything from the beginning. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
One, two, okay, we're in business. Samba, I mean, praise the Lord, that was some word, right? Let's just encourage Samba there. Yeah. Well, we're going to do, just stay with me here, Samba, if you would. We're going to have a song of celebration to finish the service this morning. I think it's one of those moments where if God has been speaking to you, you know, a word like God knows best, I mean, that just takes a lot of pressure off, does it not? I mean, for those of us who have perhaps got waylaid on our journey, that just pops us right back on the highway, does it not? I mean, that's just incredible. Praise God for that. If God's been speaking to you about something this morning, maybe you've gone off track with your own life, maybe you've made decisions that you shouldn't be making, or maybe there's certain aspects of just your connection with the Holy Spirit that you're just wanting to get back on track because, you know, hearing that word this morning, your spirit has been stirred. As we're singing a song of celebration, just come down. Samba, I, Alvin, Winifred, the prayer team, we'd just love to pray with you and just ask the Holy Spirit to anoint and to bless and to give you a revelation of how he sees you this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God for his word. Let's stand together and we'll have this final song. And if you want to have some prayer, come on down during it. Thank you.
Never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up and never